It's Wayne Mauser, local news.
Good morning, I'm Wayne Mauser for Civic Media News. A woman accused of killing her boyfriend after they argued about another woman will get a new judge in her case. Crystal Masiaga is charged with first-degree intentional homicide for the shooting last month. Masiaga got into an argument with a boyfriend about another woman before he was inadvertently shot and killed. This according to a criminal complaint quoting her as saying. But the victim also had tried to get a restraining order against Masiaga and told a relative he feared for his life. At a preliminary hearing on Thursday, Masiaga's attorney requested substitution for Washera County Judge Scott Blader. The judge assigned to this case, according to court records in Wisconsin, a defendant can request one substitution of the assigned judge. It does not require proof of prejudice or a specific reason, but it must be requested within 60 days of a complaint being filed. Court records for Masiaga's initial appearance on August 6th show the judge acknowledged prior interactions with Masiaga in previous cases. Judge Blader presided over a child support case involving Masiaga 2 years ago. Masiaga's preliminary hearing was adjourned Thursday until a new judge is assigned. Court records show she remains in custody on a $1 million cash bond. A new London man accused of killing his mother and then setting her apartment on fire last month will undergo a mental competency exam. Rodolfo Gonzalez is charged with intentional homicide, arson, and mutilating a corpse for allegedly fatally stabbing his mother, covering her head with cat litter, and then setting fire to her New London apartment. Gonzalez was previously deemed not competent to stand trial on attempted homicide charges for allegedly attacking his mother last year. At a review hearing Thursday, Gonzalez's attorney raised the issue of mental competency, which refers to a suspect's ability to understand the court proceedings and assist in their own defense. If Gonzalez is deemed not competent to stand trial, the case against him would be put on hold while he receives psychiatric treatment. He remains in jail with a $1 million cash bond. The Ripon Common Council this week approved renewal of the Flock camera system contract for 1 year. The vote was 4-3. Older persons voting against renewal weren't concerned about the police department's use of the system, which they believe is responsible. Rather, they were concerned that 140 other jurisdictions have access to the data, and there were also concerns about potential abuse. Two Milwaukee police officers abused use of the system in that city. Police Chief Bill Wallner says the system in the city has been used for things like an embezzlement investigation, a hit-and-run case from Green Lake County, and assisted in a missing persons case. Alderperson David Gallops, who voted for renewal of the contract, said people are already being watched by doorbell surveillance cameras. Ripon has two Flock cameras at West Fond du Lac and Westgate. The system takes photographs of vehicles for description and license plates. The contract was for $6,000. Officials with the city of Oshkosh advise us they will have a planned phone service outage from 6 a.m. until about 8 p.m. The outage will affect all city government phone lines, including the city hall, the police department, the public museum, and the senior center, along with the public library and public transit. During that period, residents can call 920-379-6830 for non-emergency calls to the police department. 911 communications will not be impacted. The state's Department of Transportation will be making temporary changes to the U.S. Highway 10 and Anderson Road intersection in Waupaca County due to safety concerns. The closure of the state Highway 54 ramp from U.S. Highway 10 has caused an unsafe pattern at Anderson Road. The new configuration at Anderson Road will be a right turn only onto Anderson Road and U.S. 10 at the intersection. Left turn and U-turn movements will be restricted. The closure is not associated with the improvement project currently scheduled for 2030, which addresses the turning movements at the intersection. A public involvement meeting was held on August 5th in Waupaca for the 2030 project, which is still in the design stage. When the State Highway 54 ramp is reopened, Anderson Road will be returned to its normal traffic patterns. The state's Department of Workforce Development is alerting residents about a possible multi-state fraud scheme targeting injured workers, in which fraudsters trick people into participating in fake workers' compensation hearings. It leads injured workers to believe they are awarded money, but are now responsible for paying fees to finalize the case. The scams primarily target Spanish-speaking workers, but anyone can be a target and claim to come from fake agencies with names like the Workers' Compensation Board. They usually arrive as emails. Michelle Reinen is the administrator for the state's Division of Trade and Consumer Protection. She says scammers use a video call platform and look incredibly convincing using a judge, bailiff, and attorney for the fake hearings. Reinen says the real Workers' Compensation Division schedules hearings only through written letters, and all phone numbers from the Department of Workforce Development will have Wisconsin area codes. I'm Wayne Mauser for Civic Media News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Connie Fellman. The pack is back, and so are Green and Gold Fridays, your chance to gear up in team colors to unlock special deals and freebies. The NFL preseason starts this week, and the Packers are calling on fans everywhere to revive the tradition of Green and Gold Friday, a chance for the community to rally behind the team as they prepare for the upcoming season. The Packers kick off their preseason against the Steelers Thursday night, but you can still sport your favorite Packers apparel to work or school on Friday to show your pride and score special discounts. Local partners like Qdoba and Citgo are stepping up with prizes and deals for anyone decked out in team gear. Plus, you might even see your photo on the big screen at Lambeau Field. Share your best fan look on social media using the hashtag GGFriday for a chance to be featured on the team website and on the Tundra Vision video boards during home games throughout the year. It's not too early to be thinking about deer hunting. As Civic Media's James Kelly tells us, hunters with disabilities should know about an upcoming deadline.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is encouraging hunters with disabilities to confirm their sponsor arrangements before the 2026 Gun Deer Hunt for Hunters with Disabilities. According to a press release, the hunt will take place from October 3rd to October 11th. DNR officials say there are nearly 70,000 acres of sponsored land across the state, so hunters with disabilities should confirm their plans with their hunt sponsor by September 15th. Eligible hunters can sign up to use one sponsored property each year, and they must have a gun deer license. I'm James Kelly for Civic Media News.
The DNR says more than 400 hunters take to the woods each year in Wisconsin through the DNR's Hunters with Disabilities program. The man shot and killed by Madison police last month will be laid to rest tomorrow. A funeral for Corey Ruiz will be held in Madison. Ben Crump Law announced the service for Ruiz, who was killed on July 22nd, will take place at Fountain of Life Church. Reverend Al Sharpton is scheduled to give the eulogy, while Ben Crump will deliver the call to justice. Ruiz was shot near Williamson and Baldwin Streets after officers were called on reports of an alleged burglary attempt, and Ruiz fled on a bicycle. The encounter led to protests in Madison for weeks. A woman and her adult son were arrested in Eau Claire this week after an overnight standoff with police. According to reports, 57-year-old Carrie Nittman and 33-year-old Zane Nittman threatened a young boy who rode past their home on an e-bike and sicked a dog on the child. Police responded to the scene and engaged in a standoff with the two that ended when they reportedly tried to sneak out of the back of the home and drive away. Police disabled the vehicle and arrested them. The owner of a Madison Airbnb that had hidden cameras inside has been found guilty of all charges filed against him. Patrick Sias pleaded no contest to 8 counts of invasion of privacy. He's scheduled to be sentenced on September 28th. Sias faces up to 3 years and 6 months in jail for each charge. A fifth-grade teacher in Kaukauna has been arrested after being accused of having sexually explicit chats with a minor. Police say Ty Maki, a teacher from Riverview Middle School, was chatting with a suspected victim online through an app. He was arrested Monday after detectives executed search warrants. The Kaukauna Area School District issued a statement saying Maki is on administrative leave. The investigation is ongoing. The owner of Tyrol Basin Ski Hill in Madison has pleaded no contest to disorderly conduct. This comes after Nathaniel McGree was accused of attacking a 17-year-old boy last year and was arrested in February of 2026. Online court records show he was found guilty of disorderly conduct and a misdemeanor charge of battery was dismissed. McGree will have to pay off any fees related to the case. Josie Dykeman was sentenced in La Crosse County Court last week to 27 years in prison and 15 years of extended supervision for the 2023 death of her boyfriend's 6-year-old son, Alexavier A.J. Pedrin. Dykeman's convictions include reckless homicide, chronic neglect of a child, and physical abuse of a child. The convictions followed a 2.5-week trial, with prosecutors saying Dykeman was responsible for A.J.'s death. Dykeman's defense argued A.J.'s father bore greater responsibility for his death and had abused her. Dykeman cannot act as a child caretaker while under supervision and needs approval before contacting her other children. A former Thiensville police officer is facing a fine for the mistreatment of animals earlier this year. Richard McCormick resigned from the department after shooting two dogs in April, leaving one dead. This week, the district attorney decided against a criminal charge and issued a civil forfeiture instead, meaning McCormick could be fined up to $500. He's scheduled to be in court in October. The shooting wasn't reported until June by the Journal Sentinel when three women found the wounded dog and took care of him. The National Labor Relations Board certified a landslide June 11, 2026 vote by nearly 900 registered nurses at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison to unionize with SEIU Wisconsin. Hospital owner SSM Health subsequently appealed the certification to the full board, prolonging a dispute over voter eligibility and election fairness. The board dismissed the healthcare provider's objections, but SSM Health says the regional board did not fully investigate concerns about the election process and is exercising its right to appeal under federal labor law. Spokesperson Lisa Adams says the health system respects employees' right to choose union representation, but wants a full review of the election process. The union election is the largest private sector union vote in recent Wisconsin history, with nearly 900 nurses joining. And that's your state news update. I'm Connie Fellman for Civic Media News.
A come-from-behind win for the crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers down 4-2, scored three runs in the ninth to beat the Dodgers in L.A. last night, 5-4. Game two of the four-game series is tonight. NFL, the Packers lose to the Steelers in Pittsburgh, 28-9. Quarterback Jordan Love did play in the game, leading the Packers on a 10-play drive that resulted in the first of three Trace Mack field goals.
Man, it was awesome. You know, I think that was definitely the highlight of the night, hitting two 58-yard field goals, so that was awesome. You know, making all his kicks, you know, I'm happy for him. That was definitely the highlight of the night right there.
Love chatted with Aaron Rodgers before the game. Matt LaFleur got to visit with the Steelers' new head coach, Mike McCarthy, but not Rodgers.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't get to say hello to him. That was a bummer. I was hoping to see him, but certainly a guy that I've got a ton of respect for, and, you know, as long as he's not playing the Green Bay Packers, I'll always root for him.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur from Pittsburgh with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the upper 70s to low 80s here this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms tonight, especially late tonight. Our low dropping into the low to mid 60s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered showers, thunderstorms with a high in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Local interviews, podcasts, and more are always fresh and always on file at thebug.fm.